Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, country icons Tim McGraw and Faith Hill get candid about the ups and downs of their 25-year marriage and what life is like now as newly minted empty nesters. Plus, Hit podcast host Jemele Hill gives me her hot takes on unvaccinated athletes, Kanye and Drake, and more. It's December 8th. Hi out there. This is People Every Day, and I'm your host, Janine Rubenstein. It is Wednesday, Woman Crush Wednesday, if you will, and I have an awesome fellow female journalist joining me to talk top headlines later on. But before that, did you watch the People's Choice Awards last night? Well, a lot happened. As for some of the big winners, Black Widow was voted the movie of 2021, and Christina Aguilera took home the Music Icon Award. But there's a lot of buzz around the show's Fashion Icon Award winner, Kim Kardashian, of course. She took to the stage in a skim-tight, all-black ensemble, which seems to be her vibe these days, and took some time in her acceptance speech to thank her ex-hubby, Ye, or Kanye West. Take a listen.
To Kanye, even, for really introducing me to the fashion world. And I fell in love with fashion, and I'm so inspired by so many people. But again, this is like a dream that I get to wake up and wear these amazing clothes.
Well, you know, they say you got to give credit where credit's due, right? And moving on to a couple who credit one another for pretty much everything, country power couple Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are on the cover of this week's issue. Over the years, they've been hard at work churning out albums, touring, and raising their three daughters, who are all now in their 20s and out of the house. And while the recent empty nesters aren't taking the new phase of their life sitting down, they'll both be co-starring in the upcoming prequel series to the hit drama Yellowstone called 1883, premiering on Paramount Plus December 19th. So in our interview with them, there was a lot to catch up on. They've been married 25 years, you guys. Hard to believe, especially considering how young they both look. And in the interview, they were pretty vulnerable and shared both the ups and downs of their marriage, including how Tim's struggles with alcohol brought them closer.
Well, it was a change in our relationship.
I think when you...
I mean, it's going to make me cry.
Yeah. I think when you commit to someone, when you love someone, I mean, you commit to be there for them, for the highs, the lows, anytime.
And these two take pride in having modeled that level of commitment for their kids. Take a listen to what Tim said about what he hopes his daughters have gleaned about love and marriage.
Dedication, I think, for one thing, because they know that we love each other, and they don't know that we love them, and they know that we love our family unit, and that's important to us. And above all else, no matter what the outside world says, no matter what pressures are on you from the outside world, no matter what demons you're fighting, the most important thing is your family. And hopefully they learned that, and I think they have learned that.
They are so sweet. For more of that interview, pick up this week's issue of People out now. And now it's time to dig in. And today I am so lucky to be joined by one of my favorite podcast hosts, Jemele Hill, host of Jemele Hill is Unbothered. If you're not familiar with her work, here is a mini primer. In addition to hosting her hit podcast that covers sports, politics, and pop culture, she's a contributing writer at The Atlantic and spent more than a decade covering sports and the intersection of sports sports and politics at ESPN. If you're looking for another show and voice to listen to, I highly recommend hers, and you'll get a little taste right now. Hi, Jamel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So good to have you. I have to tell you, the last time I got to chat with you, the world looked so different. We were at Essence yes. Festival in New Orleans yep. back in 2019. Masks were not a thing. Kamala Harris was still in the running for POTUS. You were knee deep in wedding planning, and Unbothered was your new baby. So does that feel like a different universe entirely right now?
Yeah, it feels like it was decades ago. It just feels like a lifetime ago. It feels like these last 2 years have been 20 years, but listen, considering, and not to be somber, but considering the number of people who've been impacted by COVID, yeah. the number of people who have lost their lives, if you're just here right now and you're still able to battle day in and day yes. out, it's really a blessing.
We're here. Well, and Unbothered has just blown up. I mean, you're just sitting down with the likes of Michael B. Jordan every other day and all that. So can you introduce our listeners to your show for those that aren't listening? And what's your vision for your show? Like, what do you want people to take away every time they listen?
So the whole vision for Unbothered was created from my own mental space, in the sense of, like, this is where I am in my career right now. I'm unbothered. That doesn't mean I don't care. That doesn't mean I'm not passionate about things. But I think a lot of us spend a lot of time consumed with what other people think, consumed with how we're being perceived, wondering, second guessing ourselves, going through, you know, all kind of those typical mm-hmm. mental gymnastics that we do just trying to navigate this life as adults. And the most serenity you have is when you reach a point where a lot of that trivial stuff just kind of falls away and you can concentrate on the things and the folks and the conversations that matter. And so that's what the whole concept behind Jamel Hill is Unbothered, the podcast, is. And so I like to sit down with people who have arrived at a similar space, who maybe even are trying to arrive in that space, and have conversations about things that matter, and, you know, bring people a different side to a lot of the entertainers, newsmakers that they love. Like you mentioned, Michael B. Jordan. And this season has been really great. Season 3, with not just him, but Mary J. Blige and Jill Scott, just a lot of different engaging folks. And the best compliment, I should say the two best compliments I often get about the podcast, is when I'm interviewing a guest and they say to me, that's a really good question, mm-hmm. like something that made them think.
Yeah.
And of course, when viewers of the show, when they listen, or I should say listeners of the show, excuse me, when they listen and they say that they came away from this podcast with a different perception of the person that I interviewed. And so I consider those to be, you know, good signs and great compliments, and, you know, also an indication, I guess, to me as a journalist that I've done my homework.
You do your homework. That is not a question. Well, okay, shifting over to some of the stories we've been talking about, you are such an amazing commentator, so I want to get your take on some of the things. Starting off in the sports world, of course, which is very much your wheelhouse, I want to talk about something you've been covering a lot at The Atlantic, which is just this laundry list of unvaccinated athletes. And we've seen both, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown either mislead or just straight up lie about their vaccination status, and NBA players like Kyrie Irving unable to play because they refuse to get vaccinated. So what do you think is fair for the NFL and the NBA to mandate about vaccination statuses for athletes? And do you think the punishments for those like Rodgers and Brown were serious enough?
So I think the distinction that we have to make is that these leagues are not imposing mandates. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have established rules for vaccinated and unvaccinated. You can still play, mm-hmm. you still earn your money, but if you're not vaccinated, you're going to have to follow a different set of rules because of the contagion rate is different for unvaccinated people, and the danger that they can create both for themselves and others is different. Yeah. In Kyrie's case, he's facing a New York City mandate that does not allow him to play because for sporting events, you have to be vaccinated, and the Brooklyn Nets decided that they didn't want to have a situation where he can only play in half the games. And oh, by the way, it's some cities he couldn't travel to as well because of their city mandates. Yeah. Los Angeles being one, San Francisco being one. The one thing I appreciate about Kyrie, especially seeing how this Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers situation played out, is he was truthful. And he took his criticism. He made the decision not to play. And that was the end of it, mm-hmm. because if you're not vaccinated and people have rules and mandates, you do still have a choice. You may not like the consequences, but you do have a choice. Yeah. Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers are different. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not lie to the NFL, and he did not lie to the Packers. They knew he was unvaccinated. He did lie to the media. And while it is kind of shameful that he misled the public, and it's cowardly, because he clearly did it because he didn't want to face the same criticism that Kyrie Irving faced, right? Mm-hmm. And so he misled the public with his fancy wordplay saying he was immunized. Of course, what was even more wrong about that was that, as per the rules, the COVID protocols in the NFL, when appearing at press conferences, he's, as an unvaccinated player, he's either supposed to wear a mask or be on Zoom. And he didn't either, which is why he got fined. Mm-hmm. Okay. Antonio Brown, on the other hand, straight up lied to everybody. Yeah. The NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's endangering his teammates. He's endangering everybody around him. If he creates a COVID outbreak on that team, I mean, a team that is the reigning Super Bowl champion, trying to defend their title again, that's a completely different scenario. Now, he received 3 games, and I'm going to be honest, I thought that was too light because the level of deception to try to pass off a fake vaccination card, which is a crime, by the way. It's a crime. So he's committing a crime, and he's lying, and he's endangering people, and I think that's far more serious than what Aaron Rodgers did. And I know people want to say it's apples and apples. So, it's not.
There's levels to this, is what you're saying.
There's levels to it. You know, I understand a lie is a lie, but it does matter who you lie to.
Next up, more with Jemele Hill, who has some thoughts about this whole Drake and Kanye ceasefire concert that's about to happen tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, shifting over to my world a little bit, the music world, I want to talk Drake and Kanye. They are streaming a concert tomorrow night. Did you ever think you'd see the day? Like, is this the most epic non-versus ever? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Well, you know, I guess to be honest, I'm just not there with Kanye. I haven't listened to Kanye in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
It's been a while. And, you know, once he started kind of exposing who he was, and by the way, he still really hasn't backed off of that. I mean, slightly, but nah, I didn't listen to Donda.
The political stuff.
I'm talking about, yes, of course, the political stuff, because I thought, you know, of course, there are different viewpoints and that, and that's just the world we live in. Like, people are allowed to have differing political opinions.
Yeah.
But I don't have to rock with people that I feel like have harmful opinions and use their platform to say stupid stuff. And he does all the time. And so, therefore, it's hard for me now to listen to his music with the same appreciation that I once did.
Yeah.
I mean, like, most people, it's like you want, you know, College Dropout Kanye back. You want Graduation Kanye back. Like, what happened to that Kanye? You want, you know, Through the Fire Kanye back, you know? And so it's just been hard for me. But nevertheless, I understand. For music fans, this is colossal. Now, I will say, you know, sort of the positive out of this, that is a good example. You know, we have seen in hip hop, unfortunately, some beefs that really have escalated and to the point where it's costing people their lives.
Yeah.
And to see Drake and Kanye kind of resolve their issues, even Drake and Meek Mill, when they resolve their issues, I think that's a great example for other younger rappers to follow.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're on Team Drake for this non-versus battle we're about to get.
Oh, completely on Team Drake. But, you know, I mean, listen, taking my personal feelings toward Kanye out of this, I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard,
I feel
right?
Like it is hard. I mean, Kanye is such an incredible producer. So if we talk about producer Kanye, that's obviously, that puts him, I think, in a different conversation. But I just feel like Drake is constantly disrespected and underrated. But there's just this bubble of disrespect around him. Like, people take him lightly, you know, and I think that there's a lot.
He also kind of takes himself lightly, too. So I think that helps.
I do. I mean, I think if, I do appreciate the fact that Drake, from the time he really started to make a name for himself, he never pretended to be anything other than what he was.
Yes.
Like, he was not trying to give you some extra gangster bravado persona, you know. I mean, he could get a little spicy from time to time, but that wasn't really him. You know, he's like, I'm a brother from Toronto, I rap, do a little singing too.
And I love the ladies.
And right, and I have complicated, often toxic relationships with women. It's okay, right?
Okay, well, last question. We're going over to Hollywood with this one. And something we talked about in our morning meeting that's wild. There's a change.com or a change.org, sorry, petition about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith for journalists to stop interviewing them and giving them, you know, a carte blanche platform because essentially they're oversharing for the 21,000 signatures from the people that are weighing it. Like, what do you make? Is this just silly internetness?
Well, I've heard this from a lot of people because every day it is kind of a funny headline that comes.
It's pretty.
From
it's a Will. Lot.
It's a lot. But I also am not. There will be no stone thrown from this glass house. My memoir is coming out next August. Y'all better believe okay. I'm going to be selling that book. And I'm going to be telling y'all everything that you probably didn't want to know because I got a book to sell. Same with Will. Will has, I think his book is number two in the country, only 1619 Project. I think that's number one and his is number two. Mm-hmm. Will out here slanging these books, okay? And the way to slang books is you got to tell people the dirt. They want the tea. That's how it sells. So I don't blame them for that. And Red Table Talk, Jada has been able to, which I've appeared on, in full disclosure, like, Jada has created a brand for that.
Yes.
And the whole concept behind Red Table Talk is that you sit down and you bear all at the table.
Yeah.
And I get that people are like, did I really need to know about Will and
how many times y'all had sex when you was trying to
and
like...
all that? Did we have to be roped into the entanglement? I get it. I understand. But I think for them, it's on brand. Mm-hmm. And honestly, just in hearing both of them, look, everybody's relationship ain't for everybody. And I think this is
that
actually
part.
Something that helps them.
That was award-winning sports journalist Jemele Hill from the Jemele Hill is Unbothered podcast discussing today's top headlines. For more on these stories, head over to people.com. And for something to make you smile, listen now. 'Tis the season to pay it forward. And a Hollywood star stepped up to the plate, or shall I say the mic, in an unforgettable way. Last night, during the People's Choice Awards, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was honored as the 2021 People's Champion for his kindness by his good pal Jeff Bezos. When the action star took the stage, though, he talked about the privilege and honor he feels working with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Then he turned his attention to a teen recipient of the organization, a girl named Shoshana, who was sitting in the audience. He highlighted her bravery, then asked her to join him on stage. And after that, he topped the whole surprise off by giving her his trophy. As you can probably imagine, she was speechless.
Thank you for this. I didn't expect this at all. Just thank you to Make-A-Wish in general. I just never expected that something this big could happen.
A beautiful moment by a beautiful man and a beautiful young girl, I just have to say. All right, talk to you all tomorrow.